Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim in Talmudic methodology. We're going to talk about the concept of Zman in Halacha. I found in one sefer a beautiful article, Musag HaZman BeHalacha, which is really based on what Rav Amiel, who we're learning about over here in these Shi'urim, wrote in Midas Lecheker HaLacha. And I unfortunately didn't see that he quoted Rav Amiel and gave him credit, but it's clear that it's based on Rav Amiel, and he writes it out here more clearly, and it's easier to understand in this sefer, so we're going to base ourselves here and not on what Rav Amiel writes, but really ultimately it's Rav Amiel's Torah, and we're going to talk about the idea of time. Very interesting, fascinating, philosophical topic. So, Kol HaPeulot, it's going to be part Hebrew and part English. Kol HaPeulot Mitrachashot B'Merchav U'Bazman. K'shem Shehalacha Notenet Et Da'ata Al HaMerchav V'Halachot Shonot Mityachasot L'Mekomot Shonim. ככה הלכה מתייחסת לזמן. ספרות עשירה קיימת בתייחסות ההלכה למרחב ולצורך הדגמה, נציין את קדושת ארץ ישראל, קדושת ירושלים וכדומה. כמו כן, אדם המצוי תחת מפולת בשבת, דיני שבת ואיסוריה אינם חלים עליו. בדומה לכך, ההלכה מתייחסת לזמן. יש למשל הבדל בין מצוות עשה שהזמן גרמה לבין מצוות לא עשה שלא הזמן גרמה. כל העשייה של מצוות צורכת זמן. מהי משמעות הלכתית של פרק זמן זה? ישנן עבירות התלויות בזמן וכאלה שאינן תלויות בו. יש מושגים הלכתיים שניתן להגבילם בזמן ויש כאלה שלא ניתן להגבילם. קדושת הגוף לא ניתן להגביל בזמן ואינה פוקעת מאליה. יש לעשות בגוף מעשה בפועל על מנת להפקיע קדושה זו, למשל בקידושין וגירושין. So we know that everything in this world occurs in the context of space, במרחב, and in time. Halacha relates to both. There's a very rich literature about relating to space, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Yerushalayim. A person's under an avalanche of Iraqs on Shabbos, so we're Docha Shabbos for him. There are also mitzvahs that are shayach to the world of Zman. There's mitzvah seisha Zman Grama, mitzvah seisha lo Zman Grama. Some mitzvahs are limited by time. There's some halacha concepts that are limited by time. Some halacha concepts that are not limited by time. Kedushas haguf cannot be limited by time, doesn't go away. You have to do a maisa in the guf in order to be mafkia this kedusha, for example, kedushin and gerushin. Once someone's married, they're married. That's it. Something has to be done in order to undo the marriage. That's something that's a constant. The Gemara Nedarim, very, very yisodistic sugya. Shteit Gemara, ilu amar li isha hayom at ishti ulamachar iya at ishti mi nafka belo get. If you say to a woman, today you're my wife, but tomorrow, morgan, as they say in Spanish, you're not my wife. Does she go out without a get? In other words, since a woman was miskadeshes and the Kedusha in our Telface, the Tanai, that's tomorrow, you will no longer be my get, you will no longer be my wife, doesn't hold water, it's nothing. You need a get. So too, Fakert, we find in Gittin 83b, Hayom yat ishti, lamachar at ishti. The man says to a woman, okay, today, you're not my wife, but tomorrow, you're my wife. Does that work? And the answer is, as you may have guessed, no, it does not work. Because once you say, today you're not my wife, Kevin the Paska Paska, once it was broken off, it was broken off. So, no Tanai is going to help. You have to, if you want to marry her again, you have to do something to make her marry to you again. So, So we see then that when it comes to marriage, if she's your wife today, she's your wife tomorrow, unless you do something to the opposite effect. And if you say, today you're not my wife, and tomorrow you are my wife, that's it, she's not your wife, until you do something the opposite to make her your wife again. לעומת זאת, ישנם מקרים כמו בנדרים, שבועות ונזירות, אשר יכולים להיות עולמיים ובלתי מוגבלים בזמן. וכאלה יכולים להיות גם מוגבלים בזמן. So when it comes to nedarim, shvuos, nezirus, there are those that it could be limited by time, and those that are not limited by time. In other words, nazir, the Torah says, kadosh yiye, but the kedusha is limited by how long the nezirus is, unless he's a nazir forever. Sometimes also in kinyanei mamon, there are kinyanei olamim and there are kinyanei zmanim. We have in Bava Basra, someone can say to his friend, listen, nechasai lecha, acharecha yiplon leploni, you're going to get my nechasim, and then ploni's going to yarshin you. So when the first one dies, the second one gets it. In other words, not the yarshim of the first gentleman, but rather the second person, he gets it. Kedushat haguf, so what do you see from here? That the kinyan of the first one is only a kinyan zmani. And in the sugya, there's a case there that the yorshim of the first one are zoche, and that would make it a kinyan olami. Kedushat haguf umusag nitzchi, v'lo nitan lechiluk zmani, ki kedushat haguf v'agbalat kedushat zo bezman, hem tartei desatrei, kach dam tchiyah shel kedusha kazo. So Kedushas HaGuf is eternal. And saying that there's Kedushas HaGuf and saying that it's only limited by time is an internal contradiction. Once something is Kadosh, it's Kadosh. And so too, when it's Nidche Mikedusha, when it's pushed away from being Kadosh, so that's a constant Dechiyah, like we have in Psachim 73b, that if something is nira v'nitche, shuv eino nira. If something is ra'ui to be a carbon, and then it was pushed away from being a carbon, zelze, it is no longer ra'ui to be a carbon. Once it's pushed away for good. Isurim can also be temporary. For example, isur achila and isur ana yom kippur. Eiver Menachai becomes heter after it's shechted properly, even if it's not yet dead, even if it's mefarkesis, it's still moving around, but after the shechita, it's mutter. So the difference is that when it comes to the Yisr and Achil and Yisr and Yom Kippur, so the Zman that comes automatically is mafkir the Yisr. Chametz on Pesach, once Pesach ends, chametz is mutter. Whereas when it comes to an animal, there you need a pool of shechita. מושג התומעה מורכב יותר. הוא מושג נצחי. בכל הדברים שיש בהם תומעה עצמית, ואין אפשרות שהתומעה תעבור, אלא אם כן נתבטלו הדברים בעצמם, ואין באופן מציאותי, כגון שנעשו כאפרה דערה, או באופן דיני, שנתבטלו ברוב. יוצא מן הכלל הוא תומעה באדם, שאף בתומעה יוצאת מגופו, כגון נידה וזווה, התומעה היא רק זמנית. אם כי לאחר הזמן אינה עוברת בלי פעולה ידועה שהיא פעולת הטהרה במקווה. מכאן אולי ניתן ללמוד מוסר השכל. אדם יכול לקדש את עצמו לעולם וקובע לעצמו את התואר קדוש יהיה לעולם, אולם אין הוא יכול להביא לעצמו תומה נצחית. הבדל המהותי בין איסור לבין קודש הוא כי בקודשים, כיוון שדבר נעשה הקדש, יש צורך בסיבה להתיר. ומת קודשים ביסורי חולין יש תמיד צורך ביסוד לאיסור. ובמה היסוד מתבטל, ממילא מתבטל האיסור. So tuma is more complex. It's an eternal concept. Anything that has tuma, it remains, unless the metzius changes. For example, if it becomes afrid da'ara, or if it was misbatel berov, and the yotzei min haklal is tuma ba'adam, because even tuma that's yotzeis megufo, like nida or zava, the tuma is only temporary. So the person has to do a pu'ula of tara b'mikvah, but the tuma is only going to be when it's tuma yotzeis megufo. It's only a temporary tuma. It passes after a certain period of time, and then a person does this pu'ula and he's tar. But we don't say that the tuma is eternal. So kedusha kadosh yia, a person can make himself kadosh li'olam. But tuma, he can't make himself tuma li'olam, tuma li'olam. It passes unless it's tumas meis. But we're talking about tuma yotzis megufo. So when it comes to holiness, you need a siba to be matir the kedusha. It's holy unless things change. By chulin, you don't need a siba lahatir. You need a siba leisir. In order for it to remain usir, you need that siba. You need the woman to keep having blood or whatever it may be, the zava to keep having the ziva. But once that's gone, it's over. The yisod is misbatel, the isser is misbatel, so kedusha is much more easier to achieve. Meaning, not easier to achieve, but it's eternal. It's something that lasts. Whereas tuma yotzis mikufo is something that goes away. So kedusha is more, is a stronger concept. ההבדל העקרוני והמהותי בין מושגי הקודש, הקדש, קדושין, ממונות ואיסורים, נובע מעיקרון הקשור בזמן. עיקרון זה קובע כי מהות המוגדרת בזמן איננה מהות סגולית ובעלת איכות עצמית של נושא המהות, אלא מקרית בלבד. ובהיותה מקרית, לכן היא ברת חילוף. ומאחר ובחלוף הזמן איכות זו נעלמת, לפיכך היא אינה תכונה סגולית של נושאה. לעומתה, מהות שאינה מוגבלת בזמן אלא נצחית היא איכות עצמית וסגולית, ולכן יש לעשות מעשה בעצם הדבר על מנת להוציא ממנו איכות זו. So, Hadvarim Niflaim Biyoser, that the fundamental difference and the inherent difference between the concepts of Hekdesh, Kiddush, and Mamonis and Isurim comes from a principle that relates to time. This principle establishes that an object, an item, that's defined by time, if it's limited by time, that means that it's not part and parcel of the object. It's not mahut skulit ubal echut atzmit shal nosei hamahut. It's not part and parcel. Something is only temporary. That's not really you. If you're just, you know, say, speaking in a funny accent, that's not really your accent. That's only temporary. Then you're going to go back to your kavu accent to give it a mashal banali. So that's the... That's not really you. The real you is the way you really speak. You could dress up on Purim, but that's not the real you. That's just the costume. The real you, what really expresses you, is the way you are both in Kavua. The way you live both in Kavua, that's who you are. But something that's only temporary is Mikri, that's not really you. It changes, it passes. So if you have something that's only limited, that means that this trait, this tchuna, this characterization is not really part and parcel of the item. It's only temporary. But if it's kavua, then that is part and parcel of the item. That is what this item or who this person really is. Something is eternal. For example, someone's a Jew. Someone's a Jew, so that's something eternal. That's something that's essential to the person. There's no such thing as being a Jew today and not being a Jew tomorrow. Ze mashu mahuti. Ze skula ishit. Ze tchuna skulit shel nosa. The person who's Jewish is inherently Jewish. If you're only Jewish for a week, then you're not really Jewish. Then you're not. The Judaism isn't really part of who you are. It's only by chance. But if it's constant, then that really defines the person. And an example of this is a case of a kinyan. A kinyan lizman. Let's say you're kona something only for a certain period of time. Kinyan lizman. If it's only for a certain period of time, then you don't really own the object. This is called, in the language of the rabbis, kinyan peiros. Kinyan peiros. Why is it called kinyan peiros? Because you're only allowed to use the peiros, but the item, the field, for example, doesn't really belong to you. If you buy a field only lizman, so the field doesn't belong to you. It's only a kinyan peiros. You're allowed to use the field, but the field really isn't yours. We find in Nedarim, on page 28a, in the Mishnah, Mishnah omeret, Arei netiyot ha'elu korban, im einan niktzatzot. A person sees that there's a storm, and he's concerned that this storm is going to knock over his trees. He sees a fire, and he's afraid that it's going to burn his cloak. And he makes the following neder. Hare netiot ha'elu korban im einan niktzatzot. These netios, these saplings, these plantings are going to be sanctified to the Beis HaMikdash if they are not cut down. Or he made a neder. Talit zo korban im einan nisrefet. This talis is going to be a korban if it's not burned. And what happened? Behold and lo, or lo and behold, it didn't. The trees weren't cut down and the talus wasn't burnt. Yesh lehem pidyon. What does that mean? That their kedusha is chal. Kedusha takes effect on these netios and on this talus and requires a pidyon in order to bring it out lepoel. In other words, when it says karban, it means he's makdish the netios and the talus, the dmei karban, to sell them and buy with the money, karbanos, as the Rush explained. Or, another explanation, the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayis, he was makdish kedushas damim lebedek habayis. It's also called a karban, like we see in Bamidbar 31:50, v'nikrav is karban Hashem, there it's on lebedek habayis, so you get to the temple upkeep. So either way, it's going to the Beis HaMikdash. So these things have a pigeon because they the kedushas chal. Now, let's say he said a different lashon. Hare netiyot ha'elu korban ad sheyikatzitzu. These netiyos, these saplings, are a korban until they are cut down. Or the talis is a korban ad sheyitzaref. This talis is a korban until it's burned. Omeret ha'mishnah, ein lahem pidyon. They have no pidyon. So this Mishnah has two parts. In the first part, the netios are hekdesh, if they're not knocked down, and they have pidyon, and then the money goes to hekdesh, and the netios go to chulin. And in the second part, he says, achi yikatzitzu, until they're cut down, and they have no pidyon until they were niktzatz. Vehein einan yotzot lechulin, elahin kedoshot, b'kedushat haguf ve'ein lahem takana olamit kol zman shelo niktzitzu afilu im pida'an chozrot v'kedoshot. So in the second case of the Mishnah, they remain holy as long as they're not cut down. They remain holy, and there's no pidyon. So the Gemara learns that ein lam pidyon means that pidyon isn't effective, and they remain holy. And on that the Gemara asks, ule olam, what can it be that it has no pidyon le olam, as the Ran explains? So Bar Pada comes and explains. We have to really thank Bar Pada. Amar Bar Pada. That it says in the Mishnah, ein lam pidyon, is as long as they weren't cut down. And it doesn't mean you can't be poed to them, but rather if you're poed to them, pida'an, even though the Dmei Pidyon becomes holy, nevertheless, chozrot v'kdosho v'kodshot, it goes back and is holy again. And so to Leolam, he keeps trying to be poed it. The money goes to Kedusha, and then the tree becomes holy again. Achi katsitsu, until it's cut down. Because, it's like he said beferish, that these netiyas are carbon me'achshav, and they're carbon afterwards when they're nifta. Every time I'm poed to them, the Kedusha is going to be chal once again. So it emerges that the pidyon is kodesh because it goes to chulin, but then afterwards it becomes holy again, the tree becomes holy again. And that's what it means, that the ein lam pidyon, that they don't go out to chulin when they're redeemed, because they go back to be holy. But if niktzitzu podan pa'amachat v'dayo, if it was niktzatz, once it was cut down, and then one pidyon will suffice. That with this pidyon they go out l'chulin, and then they don't come back and be holy. Because all he said, achi yikatzitzu. As ad kan midivrei bar pada. Ve'ula amar, ula ba v'cholek, ve'u omer, kevan sheniktzitzu, shuv ein podan. Once they're cut down, he doesn't have to redeem them. In other words, they don't require a pidyon, because the kedusha is only until that time that he was makdish them, until the ketzitza. But from that time and on, the kedusha falls away by itself, and it goes out l'chul and b'li pidyon. As yesh po machloket nifla'a. Lefi bar pada, he has to be poed it. Once it's cut down, he has to be poed it. He has to be poed to these trees, and then that's it. Now it's nifta, and they're not holy anymore. According to Ula, no pidyon is necessary. Once the ktsitsa is done, no pidyon is necessary. ממשיכה הגמרא ואומרת, אמר לי רב המנונה, קדושה שבהן להיכן הלכה? רב המנונה says to Ula, how did these netiyos go out lechulin without a pidyon when they're cut down? Where did the kedusha disappear to? קדושה שבהן להיכן הלכה? ומה אילו אמר לי אישה, Hayom at ishti ulemachar I at ishti. Madach, if a person says to a woman, today the bisman bab, today you're my wife, and tomorrow you're not my wife, I'm only makadish you for one day, I'm a one day type of guy, I don't really like to commit to long term relationships. That's what I once read about tattoos. You know, when somebody has a tattoo, it shows two good milas. One, that they are ready for a long-term commitment, and number two, that they can handle some pain. They have high pain threshold. It's painful, those tattoos. Of course, the problem is that it's an Isser Doraisa. But that's the זה כבר משהו אחר, שזה לא הנושא שלנו. הכל פנים, if, where did the Kedusha go? Rav Hamnuna says to Ula, Ula, excuse me. Excuse him why, as we used to say back in the day. Excuse him why, merci beaucoup. I don't understand what you're talking about, because it can't be. Kedusha l'mlechan holcha. If you say to a woman, today you're my wife, and tomorrow you're not my wife, does she go out without a get? Of course not. This is not a Mishnah Mefurashis, but it's a Svara. Ayein be Chedushe Reb Shimon, be Simen Chof, be Nedarim, Kovet Ha'aris, and Shira Reb Shmuel talks about this. Oh, can Mama sit with these Rosh Yeshiva and for the rest of eternity just having Hana, listening to their Torah? So you can't say that just because it got cut down the Kedusha goes away, because once Kedusha comes, it doesn't go away by itself. And even though a person makes a Tanai that I'm only Mekadesh you for one day, she needs a get. So here he made a Tanai, it's only going to be Kadosh until the Ketzitza. It doesn't matter, but the Kedusha stays. That's Rav Hamnuna's query on Ula. Chav Rava meshiv l'Rav Hamnuna. Amar le Rava, mi kamidamet kedushat damim l'kedushat haguf? Kedushat damim paka b'chdi. Kedushat haguf lo paka b'chdi. How can you compare kedushas damim of netios that he was makdish l'dmehem to kedushas haguf of a woman? The svara to be mechalek is that kedushas damim, the holiness relating to money, goes away by itself, without pidyon, because it was only a hekdesh l'zman, and the time passed. Kedushas haguf never goes away. Kedushas haguf is eternal. So, according to Rav Hamnuna and Bar Pada, it ain't sojo. Even Kedushas Damim doesn't go away by itself. Once it's Kadosh b'Kedushas Damim, it's Kadosh. And therefore you have to do a pidyon. But Ula holds, no. Kedushas Damim can go away by itself. Amar le Rava, mika medamit kedushat damim lekedushat guf? What sort of tzushtel is that between kedushas dam and kedushas guf? Kedushat damim paka bichdi, kedushat haguf lo paka bichdi. Amar le Abaye, kedushat haguf lo paka bichdi. Abaye says, what, kedushas haguf doesn't go away by itself? Vehatania, ve'alo lamadnu b'braita. Shor ze ola kol shloshim yom. If a person says that this ox, you know how to say ox in Yiddish? Ox. So if a person says that this ox will be holy for 30 days, and after 30 days it's going to be a shlamim, it's going to be an ola for 30 days, and then after 30 days it's going to be a shlamim. So for the first 30 days in Olam, then it becomes a Shlamim, as he said. Why am I Kedushat Haguf Ninu Paka Bichdi? So you see it's Kedushat Haguf. And nevertheless, you see that it goes away. The Kedushas Olam can go away after the time passed, not like you're saying. So you, Rav, are saying Kedushat Haguf doesn't go away. Yes, it does. Onagmara Rabbamai Askinan Lidmei. The Gemara says, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about where he says that it'll be Kodesh L'damav. So Kedushas Damim is Pokea. So the Ran, the Gemara goes on, asks on that. The Ran Alatar Dibra Masul Amalai Abai V'Kedush Saguf Lo Paka writes as follows. Efshar the Abaye the Makshe Hachi Palig Nami V'Sfir Alei Domer Lisha Hayom At Ishti Ulamachar Iyat Ishti Telamachar Nafka Belo Get. Could be Abaye's of the opinion that you can talk and say that to a woman. Today you're my wife, tomorrow you're not my wife, and tomorrow she's talking not to your wife, she doesn't need a get.
וקניין דמי באישה לא אשכחן, אי אפשר שתהיה אשתו לזמן ידוע בלבד, שכל כיוצא בזה אינו קניין הגוף.
So the Ran says, interesting chiddush here. The Ran says like this, it could be that when Abaye wants to prove that kedushas haguf is pokeh b'chdi, that when you marry a woman for today and not for tomorrow, she's taka married for today and not for tomorrow. Or, alternatively, it could be that Abaye holds when it comes to marriage is different. Because when it comes to marriage, once you're married to her, you're married to her forever. She needs a get. Because any kinyan that's not eternal is called a kinyan peris. If you sell your field to a friend, bizmanchi oval noeg, that's considered kinyan peris because the field's coming back to you. And therefore, with respect to hekdesh, there's a concept of hekdesh damim that's not olamis. You can have hekdesh damim that's temporary. So therefore, the Kedushas Haguf can also be temporary. Because you see a concept of temporary Kedusha. But when it comes to an Isha, no. There's no such thing as Kedushas Damim. There's no such thing as temporary. So therefore, when it comes to a woman, it's going to be forever. But when it comes to other things, like for example a carbon, there, there, it could be temporary. Kedush Saguf lo paka b'chdi. You see, Kedush Saguf is paka b'chdi. Since by a carbon there could be Kedushas Damim. So therefore we say that the Kedushas Duguf also goes away. But when it comes to a woman, there's no such thing as Kedushas Damim. There's no such thing as temporary Kedushas. There's no such thing as temporary Kedusha. So her Kedush Saguf is eternal. So, מדברי הר"ן ניתן להסיק לגבי כל המושגים שהצגנו כלל יסודי הקובע כל איכות המוגבלת בזמן, אין זו איכות בגוף הדבר, בין אם זו איכות של בעלות ממונית, בעלות של אישות או איכות של הקדש. אם האיכות מוגבלת בזמן, האם קיימת אפשרות שלא תהא בגוף הדבר? מדברי הר"ן עולה, כי באומר היום את אשתי ולמחר היא את אשתי, לא נפקא בלא גט. כלומר, האמירה אינה מועילה ואשתו עד שיוציאנה בגט. אין זה מצד ההקדש שבדבר. תאסר לה כולי עלמא כהקדש, אלא מצד הקניין שבדבר. ההבדל במקרה זה לבין דיני ממונות, שבמנות יש קניין לזמן קצוב, במקרה שלנו אין, משום שבממונות יש קניין פירות, ובאישה אין אפשרות של קניין פירות. So, the Ran, here is קובע הכלל. That if it's mugbal bezman, then it's not the echus beguf hadover. It's not part of the quality of this item. Whether it's monetary, whether it's ishus, whether it's hekdesh. If it's an echus, that's mugbalas bezman, then it's not part and parcel of the item itself. But when it comes to Hayom Atishti Ulamachari Atishti, she doesn't go out without a get. And it's not because of the Hekdesh. Because Hekdesh can be temporary. Kedushas Damim. But when it comes to the kinyan of this woman, so once he's kona this woman, that's it, he's kona her forever. There's no such thing as temporary when it comes to a woman. Right, by a woman, there's the inyan of hekdesh and there's the inyan of kinyan. That's already a big beginning of kedushin discussion. And then seeing this in Mamanis is that Mamanis has a kinyan that's man katsuv. And here, we don't have that. Because by Mamanis you have Kenyan Paris, but when there's no such thing as Kenyan Paris, therefore there can be nothing temporary. The Ran brings the Ra'ah, Rabbeinu Aaron Alevi, who relates to what it says, Hayom at ishti, ulamachar iat ishti, Hayom at lo ishti, ulamachar at ishti, kevan te paska paska, v'chev lekadesh mechadash. He writes like this. If you say to a woman today, you're not my wife, tomorrow you're my wife, that's it, you're not married, and he has to be mekadesh her again. From here we hear that if someone gives karka to his friend of guf and peros for one day, that's it. He's zocha to this forever. Because kevan to paska, once it came out of the other guy's rishus, it's out of his rishus. Reuven gives it to Shimon, once it's in Shimon's rishus for a day, it's in Shimon's rishus permanently, just like once she's out of your rishus for today, she's out of your rishus permanently. So, yesh machloket ben haran l'ra'a. Haran sover shekol kinyan sheina olamit kinyan perot bilvad nikra. Leumato, hara'a sover, ki nitan lemkor gufu perot liyom echad, bekevan te paska, paska. Hamachloket b'neihem hi, shara'a sover, ki adam hu ha'ba'alim rak shel etzem hadavar, velo b'mista'ef mimenu haba mimela. Lachen, omer hayom at ishti, ulamachar at lo ishti, delo nafka belo get, meachar ve'azman ba, לאחר הקידושין הוא מסתעף ובא מאליו בלתי מותנה ברצון האדם לאמור אין רצון אדם משפיע על המציאות המסתעפת והוא אדם נותן קרקע גוף ופירות ליום אחד הנותן הוא הבעלים על עצם הנתינה אבל לא על המשך הזמן המסתעף ולכן כיוון זה פסקה פסקה עולה מכאן של דעת הרע הזמן הוא דבר מסתעף אין לו איכות עצמית ואינו חלק מאיכות זו. So the Ran holds that if it's not a kinyan olamis, if it's not a kinyan forever, then it's just called kinyan peiros. The Ra'ah holds that you can sell guf and peiros for one day, and that's going to be a kinyan olamis, kevan de paska paska, because the Ra'ah holds that a person's only the bailim and the etzem hadavar, and that what's mistaif. So if you say, today you're my wife, and tomorrow you're not my wife, she doesn't go out without a get, because the zman that comes after the kedushin branches off, it's mistaif, and it's not tali baratzana adam. And therefore he has no power over tomorrow. Hayom at ishti, that's it. He has no power over what's going to happen next. Now she's his wife. His ratzon isn't mashpi on the metzius that branches off. Also, if you give your friend guf karka, guf in Paris liyom echad, you're the bailam on giving it, but not in the hemshech hazman. The Ran holds, no. You could also be bailam in the hemshech hazman. You can say when it comes to karka, you can give him pinyan karis temporarily and then take it back. Just not when it comes to kedushin. Because kedushin, there's no such thing as temporary kinyan. By kedushin, the kinyan has to be constant, eternal. But by a field, it doesn't. There's no such thing as kinyan paris by a woman, but there's such a thing as kinyan paris by a field. And the Ra holds, there is such a thing as kinyan paris by a field, but if you give the goof and the paris for one day, that's it. You don't have any more power. You gave it over today, and you don't have power over what's going to be tomorrow, taking it back tomorrow. So, there's still a ton more to say, and Mirtz Hashem, we will further explore this in the future, please God. And please stay tuned. I thank you so much for listening. We learned very, very deep in Yanim, relating both to halacha and philosophy. Very fascinating. Understanding time. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.